Sharks fans, don't miss your chance to be at the Can't Miss Games of the Year and see the newest members of the Sharks. On July 2nd, we will announce the 2024-25 season schedule, and individual game tickets will go on sale that same day. Visit sjsharks.com/tickets to sign up for a ticket on sale alert. That's sjsharks.com/tickets.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, it's the second and final meeting of the San Jose Sharks and the New York Islanders on the heels of one of the more disappointing results the Sharks have had this year. You see, the Sharks were up in the game against the Dallas Stars by a 6-3 count, and somehow they found a way to lose 7-6. It's exactly the opposite scenario that they had in December on Long Island, when they were down 4-1 and came back to win in overtime when Tomas Hertl scored a hat trick and William Eklund got the game-winning goal.
Oh no, in front of the net, off the skate of Eklund, but the Sharks gobble it up. Down to 9 seconds left in overtime, and here comes Granlund, moving in, dropping it back. Eklund, the shot, he scores! He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback with 4.3 seconds left in overtime. The Sharks win it 5-4.
But just a couple of nights ago at SAP Center, as I mentioned, the exact opposite happened in OT.
San Jose's got to get Eklund off the ice. He's still bent over right in front of his own goaltender after blocking that shot. Here's Haskinen behind the net. Feeds near side Stankoven. Stankoven feeds to the middle. It's Hintz just on the ice. Shoot, score! So Roope Hintz wins it in overtime for the Dallas Stars, and William Eklund still bent over, crumpling to the ice, and he is being consoled by Kaapo Kähkönen after he blocked the shot and could not get off the ice surface. And at 1 minute and 49 seconds of OT, Roope Hintz comes up with a game winner, and Dallas gets the victory 7-6.
The Sharks just have to get over it. David Quinn talked about that this morning and gave us some thoughts as to why the collapse happened against the Stars.
Well, we talked about what got us into trouble. I mean, I thought we played a really good game in a lot of areas, and you know, you think you give up 7 goals and you're bad defensively, and that really wasn't the case. It was turnovers, it was, you know, puck management. A lot of the chances they had were off the rush because we just, you know, didn't have enough pride in puck possession. You know, some bounces, which happen in hockey, but you know, you can't take your foot off the pedal and have any lapses against teams like Dallas, and you know, that's kind of what happened.
Shark center Nico Sturm said it was a pretty tough loss last game against Dallas, and he gave us his thought as to what to do now.
Just find a way to win. I don't really care how it happens at this point. Unfortunately, you know, our inconsistent play has been, you know, a big character, you know, point of this team is that we find a way to hurt ourselves one way or another, whether it's playing with the lead or going down early. Or giving up really two quick goals consecutively. I just want to see. I'd like to see just a 60-minute constant effort without all the amplitudes and upswings and downswings. I think I'd kind of like to see a game like that from us tonight. Maybe stay out of the box a little too. I think we've been taking a lot of penalties lately. I don't know the exact numbers, but it's been feeling like we've been killing a lot. And every time you kill 4, 5, 6 penalties a game, you got guys that are constantly running through to kill. They leave energy out there. They don't have that energy playing 5-on-5. And so I'd like to see a 5-on-5 game tonight, stay out of the box for the most part, and just play 60 minutes consistent hockey.
For tonight's game, the lineup is going to be a little bit fluid. There is some discussion that a couple of players will be held out of action because of the impending trade deadline tomorrow. David Quinn says it's just part of the job this time of the year.
It is. I mean, right now, you know, between some injuries and, you know, and some, you know, potential movement, you know, we're not sure what the lineup's going to look like for tonight. So all hands on deck and everybody's got to be ready.
For the players inside the locker room that are going to play tonight, the obvious uncertainty as to who their line mates or teammates are going to be can sometimes be unsettling. Nico Sturm talked about how he prepares in that situation.
I mean, we're humans, you know. I'm sure that some guys are probably a little more worried than others. And it's not so much... being worried, you know. It's just that there's a lot of stuff that comes with a trade that, you know, the fan maybe doesn't see. There's families that are attached to trade. You got to pack up all your things from one day to the other. And you got to be able to be in a different, completely different lineup 24 hours later, leaving your kids maybe behind for a little bit. And there's a lot of stress that's attached to a trade. And I think that's kind of what, you know, when we talk about guys being worried, that's what we're talking about. Other than that, I mean, for the most part, I think for most players, it's out of their control anyway. So the best thing to do is just to do what you always do, as simple as it sounds, yeah.
Yesterday, the Sharks recalled Thomas Bortolo from the American Hockey League San Jose Barracuda. Bortolo has been playing very well for John McCarthy's team on the left wing, and he gave us a summary of how his year has gone.
It's been for sure a long season personally, just, you know, trying to get better, trying to, you know, improve my game whatever way I can. You know, whether I'm in the NHL or the AHL, I think that's kind of just my motto, just keep improving my game and keep developing, and, you know, things will work out eventually for me. So I'm, you know, I'm just working hard, and that's what I did all year. You know, with the, you know, got a lot of ice time, got a lot of puck touches with the CUDA, so that was good. And now, you know, I'm ready to take that step.
How is Thomas looking at his role for tonight's game?
Coming in, helping offensively, trying to create, trying to, you know, be dangerous with the puck, and, you know, just do whatever I can to help the team win. You know, obviously for tonight, I don't even know yet. It's a game time decision, but yeah, just bring what I can bring out for the game. My strong plays with the puck and my offensive touch. So yeah, a lot of people think it's really different, but it's really just, you know, when you're on the ice, it's not a lot of positioning. So, you know, if I'm first back, I'm the center technically. So it's still, there's still that part of it. But obviously, you know, there's a couple ins and outs of, you know, playing wing that I wasn't really, you know, I was NHL level with, because I've never played it or, you know, tried it. So a lot of wall play, a lot of, you know, yeah, just positioning in the neutral zone, knowing kind of your side of the ice, because, you know, not the center anymore. So yeah, just doing, dialing all those things in, and I think it was good for me. It was you know, I think right now I can you know, easily say that, you know, wing or center for me, it doesn't matter. Yeah,
when you're playing along the wing, you've got a lot of board play that you have to deal with. Now, William Eklund is similar in size to Thomas Bortolo, and he's managed to find a way to be very competitive against players that are bigger than he is in 50-50 battles along those boards. Bortolo talked about how he's learned about that tactic and how he's looking at Eklund's play as a springboard for something he can learn to do.
You know, me and Ecky are definitely similar in size. You know, I think we're different type of players in certain ways, but you know, we both obviously need to have a bit more dog in us, and, you know, dog in a bone, just because of our size. So for sure, yeah.
All in all, the situation is a little bit different for Bortolo coming back to the NHL than it was when he was starting this season in the big leagues. He reflected on that early experience and says it was good for him in the long run, but in the short run, well,
it was hard. I mean, you know, you're just kind of losing every game and everything, so it was definitely a hard start of the season. But yeah, I just took away, really, just not take anything for granted. You know, every win, every little victory you can celebrate, really, really do it, and, you know, work for those little victories. And I think you know, there's a lot that comes into that. But it's yeah, it was just, it's not always gonna be easy. There's gonna be a lot of downs, even if you're, you know, living your dream, being in the best league in the world. So that's one of the big things I learned for sure.
What we do know about tonight's game is that Magnus Crona will get the start in net and Thomas Bortolo will be playing. But we don't know much else at this point because the lineup is so fluid. On the other side of the ice, the Islanders have won 4 straight games. They'll go with Ilya Sorokin in the nets. And they also have a great memory of that come-from-behind victory the Sharks had in December on Long Island. Here's Brock Nelson.
Yeah, I think we all remember that game, and remember that one. We felt like we had it pretty well in control in a game that you should close out, especially at home. So, like I said, they're a team that you give them chances, you give them life, they can make you pay. So we have to be ready to play. We want to get off to a good start.
The Islanders have won 4 straight games, and Noah Dobson, who plays in his 300th NHL contest tonight, says that this game could be the start of a very important road trip.
Yeah, they're coming off a couple really good games. It's always a tough game in this building. We got to make sure we're ready to go. They got some skilled players that can really put the puck in the net, so we got to be aware of that. So it's going to be a good test, and everyone's looking forward to getting off, hopefully, on a good foot here tonight.
Tonight, Scott Hannon is going to join me on the broadcast of the Sharks and the New York Islanders. Make sure you're tuned in at 7 o'clock Pacific time. That's when we start with our Sharks warm-up pregame show. You can find us on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, online, and, of course, on affiliate stations. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.